Lauren Bell stands in about an inch of water, hovering over one of many small tanks in the basement of the Sitka Sound Science Center. The equipment used in this experiment is loud, and artificial sunlight bounces off Bell's face as she tells me about the seaweed she's growing.
And the seaweed have grown a lot over the last month. They've been sitting in these conditions for about a month now.
Bell is a PhD student at UC Santa Cruz, and for the last couple of years, she's been doing her research in the Sitka Science Center's basement. She's been trying to replicate what Southeast Alaska's waters will look like when our grandchildren are getting up there in age.
The projected change in Sitka Sound due to climate change, these added carbon emissions that are coming into our atmosphere, is that we're going to see a gradual warming of our waters throughout the year. And at any time of the year, they expect that within 80 years, we're going to see about a 7-degree increase Fahrenheit in water temperature. And not only that, but because of this excess carbon dioxide in the ocean, we're actually going to see a slow acidification of our waters.
She uses hot tub heaters to simulate future temperatures and then bubbles in carbon dioxide, creating acidified water in the small tanks lined up on the floor. Then researchers can put any marine organism from Sitka Sound into those conditions and see how they respond. This spring, they looked at two different kinds of seaweed.
And seeing how that impacts their growth, their productivity, so how they photosynthesize in different light, their chemical defenses.
Seaweed may or may not do better under some of these conditions. She doesn't have results for this experiment yet. That takes a little while. But last year, I visited her in the same basement, where she was monitoring herring roe to see how climate change could affect Pacific herring, and she now has the preliminary results from that study. Bell compared herring eggs from fertilization to hatch in four different conditions. She looked at how they were affected by warmer temperature, more acidic conditions, and water that was both warmer and more acidic. Bell found significant differences between herring eggs grown under those future conditions and those grown in today's conditions.
It seemed like warming and acidification had very different impacts on actually what they looked like, how big they were, and how well they could use their yolk. And they were opposite effects.
Bell says the fish that were exposed to only higher temperatures were shorter, with larger yolks. And when you looked at ocean acidification, they were actually longer with smaller yolks.
So clearly, like, these two different things that are stressing them out are stressing them out in different ways.
But here's the really interesting thing. When Bell examined herring in future conditions, raised in both warmer temperatures and more acidic waters at the same time, the herring didn't look much different from the herring raised in today's conditions. Bell says it was like the two factors canceled each other out. The fact that they were raised in harsher conditions was invisible to the naked eye and the scale. But when you look at them at the molecular level, at the RNA to DNA ratio, Bell says the eggs raised under future conditions were compromised.
Like, it hides the fact that they're stressed because they almost like cancel each other out, but they're still affected. Like, you look at their molecular level, they're still not in good condition. That's kind of terrifying. Like, okay, well, maybe in the future we look at them and we go, oh, they're fine, they look fine. But actually, if you look at their protein expression, they're not functioning as well as they used to.
Bell says she doesn't know exactly why the two factors would cause this reaction, but the effects are hard to ignore.
You know, there's something going on. They're stressed out, and we need to be very careful about what we're using to determine how stressed they are in order to say, you know, whether they're going to be compromised in the future.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game doesn't take the RNA to DNA ratio into account when it's monitoring Sitka's herring population, although it does keep tabs on average weight and age classes. ADF&G biologist Sherry Dressel says the department takes climate change into account in its model by keeping tabs on temperature.
If temperature changes for a block of years and that affects herring survival, we are able with our model to estimate a survival during blocks of similar temperature. If there is long-term climate change and the temperature, say, continues to go up, this model allows us to estimate estimates, frankly, of temperature over time.
She says the state's model takes ocean acidification into very broad account because there haven't been many studies of the effects of ocean acidification on Pacific herring. She's excited to see Bell's results.
With research like Lauren is doing, when we learn sort of the trigger points or how ocean acidification affects certain life stages, then we can incorporate it You know, we may be able to incorporate it more effectively and more narrowly.
It's important to note that these are just Bell's preliminary results. They have yet to be peer-reviewed. Even so, Bell says the research supports that both warming and ocean acidification can mess with herring's physiology during their egg stage, and she hopes managers will take that into consideration moving forward.
Being able to anticipate what some of these changes are, I don't think we should be in fear of that. I think that having the knowledge can only empower us to make good decisions about management and about how we're going to change our own practices in order to accommodate some of these changes so that, you know, we can continue to enjoy, to utilize and appreciate the ecosystem that we're a part of here.
Those practices are really the stresses on herring that we can control. The commercial sacro harvest, the bait fishery, and subsistence gathering. Everything else is the larger experiment, how we manage warmer temperatures and more carbon in the oceans. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.